It happened. The United Kingdom is leaving the European Union. The people have spoken and created an unprecedented happening. This creates great investment opportunities. They are outlined in the Profitable Brexit Report. You can find it at hofprofit.com/profitablebrexit, and during the introduction week you receive a 50% discount. So, join the highway to profitable Brexit momentum. hofprofit.com/profitablebrexit. Cryptocurrencies are hot. Bitcoin, Ethereum, and all the initial coin offerings. It's time to find the profitable cryptos. It's time to become a winning crypto investor. Don't be a money loser on cryptocurrencies. The Extreme Crypto Profit Report helps you with ready to go for investments in cryptos. Join a group of profitable crypto investors on hofprofit.com/cryptoprofits and receive a 50% introduction discount during the introduction week. hofprofit.com/cryptoprofits. Hello, my lovely podcast friends. How are you doing? How's your life going on? The week is going on this way. So I sincerely hope it's a profitable one and it's all gonna be a great moment. Well, let's have a look what we are gonna talk today on. In the Trump moment, we can talk on some comments of Khan, the mayor of London. We're gonna talk about the efficacy of the sanctions against Europe from the Russian side and the sanctions from the Western side against Russia on the situation in Ukraine. We're gonna have a chat about feminism and the Brexit on the what's going on and their Article 50 debate with the European Union, and a small update on report, introduction offers, and more of those things. So I sincerely hope that you enjoy the show, and if not, well, simply leave a comment. You can send me a tweet. You can tweet me on @LodewijkHof or leave a comment below, and well, let's see what do you think. And don't forget, we got a few interviews going on, so if you like to know anything about traveling and healthy travel with Fabrizio Poli, then simply tweet your questions. You can do the same for cryptocurrencies with Vincent Avers, and you can do it on Doom's Boom Investing with John Rubio from dollarcollapse.com. Cryptocurrencies are hot. Bitcoin, Ethereum, and all the initial coin offerings. It's time to find the profitable cryptos. It's time to become a winning crypto investor. Don't be a money loser on cryptocurrencies. The Extreme Crypto Profit Report helps you with ready to go for investments in cryptos. Join a group of profitable crypto investors on hofprofit.com/cryptoprofits and receive a 50% introduction discount during the introduction week. hofprofit.com/cryptoprofits. It happened. The United Kingdom is leaving the European Union. The people have spoken and created an unprecedented happening. This creates great investment opportunities. They are outlined in the Profitable Brexit Report. You can find it at hofprofit.com/profitablebrexit, and during the introduction week you receive a 50% discount. So, join the highway to profitable Brexit momentum. hofprofit.com/profitablebrexit. That means it's time to have a look at the embargoes from the European Union and actually the complete Western world to Russia on what's happening in Ukraine and what's happening as counter sanctions from Russia to the West. And well, personally, I'm a big supporter of free trade, and that is a tough thing because free trade is not really popular, because it means that I have no problem with lovely Chinese people working hard for cheap products and cheap goods, and who are there just to help us. And that means shop closing in the Netherlands, for example. In the Netherlands was a factory making computers, they're now bankrupt, and that makes sense to me. It's just a pity for the people who are working there, but that's how the system works. But like you saw, after what happened in Ukraine and the Crimea who went back to Russia, it was an interesting thing to see what happened. Because what happened was the European Union imposed sanctions. For example, it's illegal to sell weapons to Russia. Yeah, well, let's face it, that's gonna help. I mean, the Russians already had the last German tank in that they bought, and for what I know, the Russians are not really happy with European weapons. I mean, every time that European weapons are being used in Russia, it's due to a war. And for what I know, the Russians don't like a war, and that makes total sense to me. I mean, do you like a war? Do you like the idea that your complete town is being shot to nothing? And on the Crimea, it's tough to say who is right, who is wrong. And on the eastern part of Ukraine, the thing that I always keep wondering why no one is mentioning it is the failure of what's happening. I mean, the government in Ukraine was not, both sides, the pro-Western and pro-Russian side, where in my opinion, for sure I see from everywhere, are extremely corrupt. Well, that's clear. So no matter who, I mean, they are corrupt. What the European Union intended to do with Ukraine was and is doing is wrong in my opinion. But what you see then what in Eastern Ukraine happened, especially in Donetsk and Luhansk, people forget what's in it for Putin. I mean, Putin is not crazy. He creates instability in Ukraine. Okay, that's great, that's nice, but who cares? I mean, the Ukrainian army is really the powerful army that the Russian Federation is afraid of. But it is a clear signal, and they are not in the NATO, and the NATO agreed to not to open membership to former Soviet Union members. So this is just a small lie of NATO, and yeah, I don't know what it is, but why did the Russians put a border next to all those NATO bases? I mean, it's so interesting to see why they did that. So yeah, well, what there is something, and this should freak the Western diplomats really out, is the responsibility to protect. That means that if you have an ethnic group who is a minority in a country, but a dominant or substantial group in a certain part of the country, then the country that they belong to or that they associate with could say that they have a responsibility to protect. And if Putin uses this, NATO is at once speechless, because NATO used this as a reason why they were bombing Slobodan Milosevic. And that means that Putin could use the same arguments, and then, well, the NATO is silent. And, yeah, well, let's face the fact, democracy, well, it's not really working that well for most people in the world at the moment, because it's one big mass slaughter, and the best run and most efficient economies are basically dictatorships and are a communistic dictatorship. So that's really weird to see. So that's just interesting to see. But also, what you need to realize, people talk about Donetsk and Luhansk, about the heavy industry that's there. Well, heavy industry, nice. Like in Russia, they don't have facilities to melt steel. They don't have an opportunity to design and build aircrafts. They cannot do it. It's nice that you have a competitor out of market, but is that really what you need to do? I mean, is that really what it is? But so that's from Donetsk. Well, it's interesting to see that there was happening, but not really sure what's in it for Putin and for the Russians. Could be just destabilizing a potential European Union candidate. But for Luhansk, it was pretty clear what there is after. And it's something that the media and most people are not realizing, but it's happening in Luhansk. And what people need to realize is that in the Soviet Union, the development of the hydrogen bomb and quite some people and engineers are working on those fields and designing it were living in Luhansk. If you keep in mind that on Rostov-on-Don there is the research of laboratory of the space aviation space program of the Soviet Union, and that's just a really convenient boat trip away. So it makes sense to put all those people together. So, I mean, just imagine that the people developing the rocket that goes to the moon or to the enemy, and the person developing the nuclear bomb and the person developing the hydrogen bomb are all together and all living nearby. It makes sense, at least in my opinion. And that's interesting to see. And yeah, for the Crimea, the Russians want to warm water bases, because it's the only Navy bases with warm water and with hydrogen bombs. So they want to keep that in their control. Makes total sense to me. And yes, but and people don't realize that when Putin is a thinker on global power level. He is not stupid. He will not start a war at NATO. He just assured that now Ukraine will not join the NATO. I mean, for example, if you look at the Baltic states, they are afraid for Putin, and they make it illegal to distribute their Russian-financed state TV station RT. Let me be clear first on what the Baltics did on making it illegal to distribute it. Why would you make it illegal to distribute a news station? And yes, it's state-funded, like the BBC is, like the NPR is, like Press TV is, like CCTV is, like Al Jazeera is. If you say we make it illegal to distribute a state-financed TV station, that's fine by me. But then you simply make it illegal to distribute a public broadcasting. And for me, it's clear. Let me say it this way. Rolling news stations and international news stations are really powerful on impact, but their viewing ratings are terrible. So on that side, I'm just afraid and wondering, what are they afraid of? I mean, how many people, let's say that in the Baltics are living, Baltic states live around 1.5 million people together. Nice. So let's say that 10% tunes in sometimes to one of the international government funded news stations. That means that they reach 150,000 people over three countries. Let's make it easily, that's 50,000 a country. So that means the Press TV, Al Jazeera, RT, the BBC, Radio Free Europe, financed by the American taxpayer. Yeah, well, makes total sense to me to make it illegal. And I don't say that RT is good or is bad, just if you mock about one government financed or a news medium, and yes, you should mock about it and you should keep that in mind. I mean, but do you really think that the BBC will talk about the disabled child of the British royal family? Do you think that the Dutch public broadcasting organization will talk about the second kid, the kids at Willem-Alexander, the Dutch king, has in Curaçao? Do you really think that Radio Free Europe will talk about the good things happening at the other side, in China and in Russia? Do you think that RT is saying anything negative about Putin? No, of course not. But the interesting part is easy. The global, the dominance of one side, the Western media, is broken, and you have now different media. And the issues around Qatar and are really coming from just from Al Jazeera. The really thing that they are angry on is Al Jazeera. And I'm not really a big Al Jazeera fan, but is a TV station worth a war, literally? I mean, do you want to start a war over a bloody TV station? It makes no sense to me, but okay, that's just me. And but let's go back to the sanctions on the European Union and Russia and what's happening. I mean, what you saw what they were doing in Russia to get the supply of things is that now champagne and French cheese is made in Belarus. So it's shipped, it's transported to Belarus, not part of the sanctions. It's relabeled as Belarus goods and sold to Russia. So no problem. I really say that's good for the people in Belarus to get the business in, but it's not really working. And what you see now is that, for example, Gazprom Bank is not allowed to execute wires within Europe. Well, Gazprom Bank was really, really active in executing banking transactions for customers. It's an investment bank doing investment banking things. And basically what Western did, they made it illegal to send everything to buy anything from Russia, but with exception of the things that we really need. So yes, the Russian economy really depended on oil and gas, and due to the sanctions, now Gazprom as once was thinking about alternative markets. They were thinking about what's next for the economy, and the deals with China are interesting to see. You see that there are deals with India happening on the gas field. It's really interesting to see what's happening, because if all that gas is now going to Europe, and they simply make a deal that it will not go to Europe But they will simply terminate the contract when it's over. When the contract is over, they simply send it to India, which would make sense. Then Europe has a problem because there is no gas, and where would the energy come from? And they say now, well, the Russians are not allowed to buy our stuff. Yeah, well, that is really great. Like, the Russian economy is really hurt that they are not allowed to buy the French cheese, that they are not allowed to buy the Yorkshire pudding, that they are not allowed to buy an Airbus aircraft. Yeah, well, let's face the facts. They will simply, for the capital goods, they will simply be put over in Switzerland, Cyprus, Malta, Dubai, Hong Kong, Singapore transaction. So it's just not working. And I would simply say, kick all the sanctions out. I mean, it's not working. It's just bureaucratic work. And if you are selling to it, at least you know what they are getting in and you know what the quality is. I mean, that's the other side. Just imagine, for example, that the Dutch government, as I'm a Dutch, I will simply make it to the Dutch, is going to say, will create a deal that Fokker, the aircraft manufacturing company, will make aircrafts again, but the aircrafts are going to be made for the Russian market. Who cares? At once, the Netherlands is in favor of free trade with Russia. And what you saw with the flowers who are getting in, everyone is looking for new markets. And yes, people can find a new market or they simply go bankrupt and bust. But all those things that they are now trying to achieve, it's not working. Or do they really think that the Putin system is going down? I mean, democracy is a nice system. It is. It's really, I really like democracy because it is the best guarantee we got for speech, freedom of speech. But it is also a system that depends on the ability of the people to think. And I don't trust the people in the world, nowhere. It's just, and if I look at countries, I really admire what's happening. Singapore, it's in one party system. Hong Kong is just on the Chinese, it's just a Chinese colony. It's, well, let's say Israel has basically Netanyahu, who is gonna get the Israeli prime minister. And at the next elections, then for that, I will be allowed to vote for it. And probably I will vote for Netanyahu. But I will explain that in a later show. What do you think about the sanctions with Russia, Europe, and the West? And also, look, I'm not gonna say that anyone is good and or bad. I mean, simply I'm against violence, but this is not working, so why not stop a policy and stop a project that's not working? It happened. The United Kingdom is leaving the European Union. The people have spoken and created an unprecedented happening. This creates great investment opportunities. They are outlined in the Profitable Brexit Report. You can find it at hofprofit.com/profitablebrexit, and during the introduction week you receive a 50% discount. So, join the highway to profitable Brexit momentum, hofprofit.com/profitablebrexit. Cryptocurrencies are hot. Bitcoin, Ethereum, and all the initial coin offerings. It's time to find the profitable cryptos. It's time to become a winning crypto investor. Don't be a money loser on cryptocurrencies. The Extreme Crypto Profit Report helps you with ready to go for investments in cryptos. Join a group of profitable crypto investors on hofprofit.com/cryptoprofits and receive a 50% introduction discount during the introduction week. hofprofit.com/cryptoprofits. And that means it's time to have a quick look on some really, really, really terrible news I recently saw. And it was about, it came from the Media Research Center, and it's an organization that I really suggest you check it out, just Google it and read the newsletter. And they had an article about a feminist who decided that as an act of revenge for the fact that men are men and women are women, she decided to blow herself up. And this is for me already a good reason to lock her up in an institution for the mental ill and drop the key away and never let her out. But next to that, she did it, and she had her baby, she had a kid child with it. So she blew up herself. She blew up her child, and that's then the feminist mom. And I bring it up because you see that the feminists, people are not really talking about feminism, how great it is, and we all should be gender equal and everything should be the same. Let's face the fact, men and women are different. Not better, not worse, different. A man is not capable of giving birth to a baby. So it means that for the long-term success of the human race, in my opinion, women are more important. But also, we talk about then, for example, in the army, they want to have different standards for the physical test for a man and a woman. No, you should get the same test. Just do the same test and stop mocking about it. I mean, I'm a partly sighted person. Heavily reduced eyesight, remaining eyesight 6% and 8%, while a normal person has 100% eyesight on its eyeballs. And people talk that now you should hire disabled people. Yeah, nice that you hire disabled people, but you should simply hire the best people. And if the best person for an accounting job is sitting in a wheelchair, that's no problem. But I really think that every airliner has the total and absolute right to simply not hire me as a pilot, co-pilot, steward, purser, whatever, engineer. I mean, it's a guarantee that it will go wrong. For accounting, bookkeeping, administrative work, promotional, marketing, social media, and all those other things, yes, you could have put me on. And all I would simply say is, give me the chance, but take the best candidate. I mean, if you look at, now there is a really talk that there should be more power women, should be more women in boards and CEOs, and there was a conference about it. And who did the Dutch government send? The Queen. A person who had a career, and when she married, she stopped with working. She started giving delivery for babies. But she did not send, and they were mocking about Trump, who sent his daughter, who got a company, is running a company, and is doing the work for her country for free. That you can say, it's look, and I don't say that there are problems on and that there's no discrimination, but we should stop mocking about it and simply work a bit harder. You could say that, for example, in the Netherlands, there is an insurance company owned by the fraudulent banking organization Rabobank, and it's headed by a woman, and she has a career, her husband has a career, and they are managing with the kids in their life. Send her simply to a conference like it. It makes total more sense. And the reason that I say so is that we should stop complaining, stop sending people who are giving the wrong example, and start sending people who are giving the correct and the right example. Let's get the right people out. I mean, why should we feel sorry? I mean, why should we feel sorry because a man is better, or a black person is better, or a white person is better, or a yellow person is better, or a woman is better? Should the other people simply say we are wrong? No, you simply should get better. And if you can't do it, stop mocking about it. I know, it's terrible. If you see this, for example, that now men are complaining that they cannot get pregnancy leave. Yeah, well, it's called pregnancy for a reason. I mean, a man is not doing the terrible work of the delivery of a baby. It happened. The United Kingdom is leaving the European Union. The people have spoken and created an unprecedented happening. This creates great investment opportunities. They are outlined in the Profitable Brexit Report. You can find it at hofprofit.com/profitablebrexit, and during the introduction week you receive a 50% discount. So, join the highway to profitable Brexit momentum, hofprofit.com/profitablebrexit. Cryptocurrencies are hot. Bitcoin, Ethereum, and all the initial coin offerings. It's time to find the profitable cryptos. It's time to become a winning crypto investor. Don't be a money loser on cryptocurrencies. The Extreme Crypto Profit Report helps you with ready to go for investments in cryptos. Join a group of profitable crypto investors on hofprofit.com/cryptoprofits and receive a 50% introduction discount during the introduction week. hofprofit.com/cryptoprofits. We'll be right back. And definitely you've heard the news, the talks of the Brexit and the European Union are going on. And what I consider interesting about it is that now everyone is talking and the discussions are going on. And what happens if there is no deal, because they don't get reach a deal? There are so many points that they have to work on. And if you see, for example, that there is a record number of Second World War victims and family members of victims who are applying for a German passport. If you see that people who have the right for an Irish passport are all going for an Irish passport. And it's so interesting to see, because no one knows what's happening, and that means that we could make so much money out of it. It's just a lovely thing, at least in my opinion. The profitable great Brexit causing a lower pound, making investments in the pound sterling really great and attractive. Sorry, just some tea. Yes, I know, I'm drinking way less coffee, and at the moment I'm drinking jasmine tea with green tea in a mixture. It's really good. It's good for my body, I think. At least people say that I'm losing weight, so that's really good. Now, what's the interesting about it, in my opinion, is that now everyone has to make a point, and the European Union was saying, well, we want up to 100 billion, and the British said you can whistle for it. Well, and now the British could simply pick the things, and if they leave, and for example, as a prime example, they stop with having the open aviation within the European Union, they simply go out. Well, then it simply means that EasyJet, which is at this moment in the process of getting an airline certification in Austria, has to do that. But also that, for example, what KLM in the United Kingdom has to do with the Brexit, what does the banks have to do with the Brexit, and what does Ryanair do? They have 30 aircraft based in the United Kingdom, they say. It could be really true. I mean, they have a lot of aircraft there. So where are they going to put them on? And they're going to put them into Europe. Just imagine, you have a few airliners in Europe really struggling financially. For example, Air Berlin and Alitalia. What if they would simply say, well, we're going to bring 15 aircrafts to Italy and we're going to wipe out Alitalia with those aircrafts? And we're gonna bring 15 aircrafts to Germany, and we're gonna go for a termination and the elimination of Air Berlin. It could be interesting to see, and yes, I do think that's possible. The market is big enough. They could tap into all types of small markets, drop everywhere aircraft, and get the passengers in. But on the Brexit, people say that, well, it should not happen. But I would simply say, get it out. It's best for everyone. I mean, it's not, the European system is failing. It's not working. And we should have a look on how to get it working. And the Brexit made it clear. And yes, if you want more of those investment ideas, simply check out hofprofit.com and have a look on the profitable Brexit report. Because it's in the web shop. You will get a great introduction offer. And the idea is easy. Get yourself on the way to profit with it. It happened. The United Kingdom is leaving the European Union. The people have spoken and created an unprecedented happening. This creates great investment opportunities. They are outlined in the Profitable Brexit Report. You can find it at hofprofit.com/profitablebrexit, and during the introduction week you receive a 50% discount. So, join the highway to profitable Brexit momentum. hofprofit.com/profitablebrexit. Cryptocurrencies are hot. Bitcoin, Ethereum, and all the initial coin offerings. It's time to find the profitable cryptos. It's time to become a winning crypto investor. Don't be a money loser on cryptocurrencies. The Extreme Crypto Profit Report helps you with ready to go for investments in cryptos. Join a group of profitable crypto investors on hofprofit.com/cryptoprofits and receive a 50% introduction discount during the introduction week. hofprofit.com/cryptoprofits. And you definitely recognize the sound. It's the sound you're all been waiting for. It's the moment without your day is not complete. Well, That's one way to put it. Yes, it's time for the Trump moment. And I thought in all the news is happening, it's time to pick up something that I saw on Twitter. I'm really active on Twitter. You can check my Twitter at Lodewijkhoff. It's such a lovely thing. And yes, I sincerely love Twitter. It allows you and everyone to speak out, to blast the world and show the world how great you are. And yes, we are all great. And this is something that came from Mr. Khan. Mr. Khan is the mayor of London. So he is the boss in the most beautiful town in Europe. At least in my opinion. I really love London. If I could find some affordable place to stay, then I would just grab my Nomad bag and grab my electronics bag and hop on the city jets and take a flight to London City Airport and settle down there. And Khan had an interesting comment to make, because he said that he was not sure that if Donald J. Trump came as President of the United States to London, if and then to the UK, if the government should lay down the red carpet for him. And this is an interesting point to see from a man who is a Muslim. That's the first thing. So it could be to do with the travel embargo that Trump imposed. But moreover than that, why is a mayor making comments on it? I mean, many dictators and many lunatics have houses in London, and that's fine by me. I mean, grab the money from every dictator and every lunatic that if he kicks his feet in the sand, the oil is boiling up. But should you then make a comment about one person and not about the other? I mean, at shopping season, you get crazy about the people who drive a sport car who are there for the few weeks and then leave London again. And what I would simply say that he has to do is stop mocking about it and get the president over. I mean, the US and the United States and the United Kingdom have a great relationship. They are strategic partners in NATO. There is a lot of London and New York are the financial capitals really linked together with Hong Kong. And if you see this airline startup like Odyssey, everyone is going for they are going for business class markets between London and New York. It's a nice market. London is a great city. New York is the same case, but should he not get in to support open trade, especially with the Brexit? I mean, so many European businesses are moving away, and that's sad for London. So what they need is more businesses moving in. And London could become a new cross point that Dubai aimed to be, the town there where everyone comes together, because it's strategically located. And what he should have done, and by the way, a lot of towns are making global policy programs, and I'm always wondering why. Is there nothing to solve in your own town? Is there no problem? Why not leave your Ministry of Foreign Affairs worry about it? And don't forget, Trump has a lot of fans in the United Kingdom as well. So let's say that he would go, and that if Khan says, I don't want you in my town, that they would leave London and they would go to the city of London. There where the more smart people are living, and that are not so many, and a lot of people are working. Why should he not simply say, well, I'm gonna support a new aviation route from an American airline company, and I'm gonna speak, for example, in Edinburgh about the future in energy, or I'm gonna speak in Manchester or Liverpool about partnering. Brexit means that this would be a great partnership between the United Kingdom and the United States. And it's terrible to see that the mayor of a town where it's almost impossible to survive financially is getting problems with this one. I mean, why does he not simply get, for example, 600,000 affordable homes that you could rent for, let's say, $600 a month? That would be something that London would be really helpful. And I mean, it makes no sense. Why worry about this? I mean, does he have nothing else to worry about? I sincerely hope so, because then it would be great. But with all the terror attacks and all the violence on the people of London, it's time that he focus on this, I think, and not on if Trump should come and if the red carpet should be out for Trump. I mean, who cares what the mayor of the town thinks? It's what the secretary, what Theresa May and Boris Johnson have to say about it. And we all know what Boris Johnson thinks about Trump and Trump policy. So on that side, I think it's gonna be a lovely moment to see how this goes on. But I will keep you posted. And what do you think? Should Trump go to London? Yes or no? And what should Khan say about it? You can simply send me a tweet. Tweet me at Lodewijk Hof. And that was the Trump moment, and that means that we are getting to the end of the show. As I said earlier, you can send me a tweet. Feel free to tweet me all your comments, your thoughts. You can tweet me at Lodewijk Hof, or you can simply leave a comment below. Don't forget to send in your questions, because we're going to get the interview both are going on, and the podcast show is really going to expand into audience and all the things. So check it out. Don't forget to check the Crypto Profits and check the Brexit, and I'll speak to you tomorrow. Cheers, mates.